Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Parents, did you know BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs? Did you even ask? Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
And my name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad. And on today's episode, Kevin learns how to freak his daughter out while completely trying to avoid freaking his daughter out.
And on today's episode, Evan makes a vow to himself not to help his children at all with his homework. That's all it is. Nothing to add to that. He doesn't like helping his children with his homework.
It's not my homework.
You don't even need to listen to this episode. I'm just telling you. You can stop listening now. Evan doesn't like helping his children.
Cheers, dummy.
Cheers. Hey, a little housekeeping first. If you guys haven't subscribed to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please do so. Rate and review this podcast. Give us the 5 stars. Helps push us up.
Thank you.
We could use the subs, the follows.
I don't know what it is anymore.
I think it's follows. We'd use the follows. If you haven't done that already, please do it. Send this to other dads and moms, parents, grandparents, whoever you think could enjoy listening to this podcast. And maybe we'll read a review on this very podcast.
I would love that. Let's jump right into this morning of chaos.
Uh-oh.
For me, Kevin. I want you to listen to the story.
Okay.
And then at the end, well, yeah,
maybe don't tell me what to do.
If you wouldn't mind, as my co-host,
I
am listening to the story.
Have to file my taxes. So you go ahead and tell your cute story.
Sure. Here we go. It was a cool evening. So on the way to school today.
Oh, sorry, I gotta answer this text. 1 second. Oh, it's my dad. He finishes connections today.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really do those anymore.
I rarely drive steamboats, Dad. Okay, so
a bit over.
So this morning, on the way to school, we're still going to the same school. We definitely live further away from it now.
Haven't been expelled yet. Kids are doing all right.
We definitely live further away, right? So it takes, the wild thing so far of what I'm discovering is that there's like a 5-minute window to leave in the morning. If you leave earlier than that 5-minute window, you're going to be like early enough to where it's like, this
is a bummer.
Now I'm standing around here for like
20
minutes.
Are the doors not open yet? If you get there that early?
No, not quite. But my daughter's classes, their kindergarten classes, they stand in line outside.
Yeah, they do.
So like, you know, well, I don't want her to be like staying there for a half an hour. You know what I mean? Like kids are like antsy. So
we have their friends to chit chat with.
So you got 5 minutes. And then after that 5 minutes, if I leave with the kids after that 5-minute window, like even like 1 or 2 minutes after, it seems to be like you are pulling up to school at 8. And like,
so what's your window? It's like leave early, 25 minutes, leave late, 45 minutes.
Basically, like, no, like if I leave at between 7:15 and 7:20, I'll get there like 20 minutes early. From 7:20 to 7:25, anywhere in that window, I'll be about 10 minutes early.
Okay, yeah.
If I leave at 7:25 or after, like 7:25 to 7:30, it's like, as soon as you turn maps on, it's like, you're going to be there at like 8:01. It's like, man. So.
Making me do math.
Sorry, yeah.
I said 25 minutes. You said, if I leave at 7:15, I'm 20 minutes early. I don't know what that is for your school.
Train A, I hated this. Really didn't ever even give too much effort into those. Hated those questions.
Look at us now. Nobody uses trains.
So I have a half an hour to do this test, and this question is going to take me a half an hour. There's 30 questions.
Yeah. Okay, so you're having trouble.
The whole time, I'm looking at it, 7:58. Mm-hmm. 8:01 arrival, 8:00 arrival, 7:59 arrival. I'm trying to like, got red lines in front of me on the maps. You know, I'm doing everything I can to like, it's not on the kids to put worry into them or anything. And I'm honestly not worried. It just means like, I don't want to have to like get there and go into the office.
Do they have stress about being late?
They sometimes do because they can see what they call sat nav. And because that's what they call it on Bluey. So they call it sat nav.
Oh, okay. I was like, why?
I know. And so they'll, especially my son, who's a little worrier, he'll look at it and be like, we're going to be there at that time. Oh, man. It's like, don't worry. Like, even if we get there at 8:05, we can walk into the office. You'll still be, you know.
Oh, it's going to get written up.
Yeah. I mean, I have not had to do that. I don't want to do that.
Mm. You kind of get
them. Because then it's like, well,
you're more like get them on the other end, you know.
Yeah.
Pick them up from the office.
So here's the thing. Like, I totally get it. We're going to get there like 8:01. I'm like doing my best. Like, okay, hopefully we'll be up there. The gate will still be open. And essentially it'll just be like last second, kind of like, yeah, sorry, you know.
Tuck and roll, kids.
So the other part of this story is that like when you, the side of the school that I park on to drop the kids off where my daughter's gate is, is like chaos in the morning, every morning.
Kindergarten?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I mean, kindergarten, first grade. I imagine
that's every school because ours is pretty intense too.
That side of it is just like, last year we didn't have to go there because my daughter wasn't going to the school and my son graduated to the other gate and it was like, oh man, easy breezy. Everyone's like walking down whistling, saying hi to each other.
Yeah.
Not chaos. This is chaos, right? So normally what happens, I did this when my son was at that gate for 2 years. Okay. And I've been doing it every day this year.
Chuck him over the fence.
That I need to do. Chuck him over the fence.
Over the far end where there's nobody there.
Hopefully, sometimes I get him to land in the slide and it's an easy way down.
It's awful when they get caught on the top clip thing and then they're just like hanging by
the top
bed,
of the fence.
Can you help me down?
So as soon as I turn the corner, same thing. Chaos. People are always like getting kids out of the car in the middle of the street, not even parking their car.
Yeah.
So now I'm waiting and even more late, if potentially late, or pushing it close.
Yeah.
That you decide, well, why don't we just throw the flashes on? You get out. Everyone behind me turning onto the school road from the main road will wait as I get my kids out in the road. And like that kind of stuff makes me so mad.
Sinful.
So what I normally do, like as soon as you pull up, there's this like little alleyway, like between like the back of a bunch of houses, like their rear facing garage is like a little alleyway and like this huge apartment complex. There's like a little alleyway. And yes, it says no parking. Don't park in here. Okay. This is a private property, whatever.
Everyone
parks down there. The whole alleyway is like full of cars for 15 minutes. Okay.
If all your friends jumped off a bridge.
Well, no, the thing is like, I guess not everybody does it because it's like, usually there's a spot there when there's nothing on the street.
Right.
And if there's nothing on the street, it's like, well, not whatever. Some days it's like, we're here at 7:55.
Yeah.
I'll pull down the alleyway because there's no parking. And there's no parking in a sense that like I'd have to drive like 2.5 blocks away, which would then make us late.
Right.
Right. So especially when you got people pulling around in front of you doing all this crazy stuff. So today, just like any other than we were pushing it pretty close. We literally turned onto the road at 8:00.
Gotcha. And the gate closes at 8:00.
It closes probably 8:05. There's like a bit of a grace period because it's kindergarten and first graders and everybody.
Uh-huh.
And
let's make this exciting. 7:59, the gate closes.
Yeah.
She started doing it, but the teacher goes really slowly.
I got the kids halfway out the window right at this point, throwing their lunches on the sidewalk.
We had to tell the story like those like 90s movies where there's 3 seconds left before the bomb goes off, but you see like 90 seconds of activity.
I mean, it's like, I know it's a film, but you went over 50 like so many times in the footage. So many times.
No one can jog 6 steps in 3 seconds. Nobody can do it.
So I use the alleyway. And as soon as I get out of the car with the kids, I'm like, okay, we got to get over there really quick. And they're like, okay. They've got both their hands and look both ways, start to head across the street. My friend comes up to me. She's like, give me your kids. There's a cop. And I was like, what? So she takes my kids, runs them across the street and like shoves them in the gate as I turn calmly around and go back to my car that had probably been there for like 90 total seconds at this point.
Okay.
But the cop was definitely walking down the alleyway with a clipboard and a piece of paper.
And?
This is what I don't know.
Did you hustle
that out? I
didn't
see him give anybody a ticket, but I definitely saw him write a bunch of stuff down.
Wrote down some plates.
Can he write plates and I just get a ticket in the mail?
I think so.
I don't know. Now, here's the thing. Here's my question to you.
I've seen them take photos. You see their little pad has a camera on him?
I think he probably was doing that.
I've seen them do that.
He's probably
they, like,
doing
hold
that.
It up and take pictures, which is funny.
I'm sure he was doing that. So, here's the thing. How in the wrong am I? I know, like, legally, it says you can't park there, and so I should never park there.
Uh-huh.
But again, and I get your bridge comment.
Yeah.
It's chaos.
Sure.
Right? And I'm not looking for excuses, or sure. I'm not trying to make any excuses. Like, I don't even know if they can do that. But if I get sent a ticket in the mail, like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
You know,
that's correct.
They've like been doing it for like 3 years, but sure. So I get it. But the dad in me on the way home is like, where the hell is a cop any other day of the week when people are just stopping in the middle of the road?
Gotcha.
Or double parking everybody, or parking like so people can't get around them. Like, where is a cop every other day that this occurred because of that?
You're like, somebody was shot 6 blocks away, but you're here writing your little tickets. You must feel pretty big about yourself, huh?
I literally on the ride home wanted to say, like, man, I wish I would have just come to me like, feel good about yourself? And then I giggled about how stupid that would have been.
Why didn't you do that? That'd be so much better for the podcast.
I thought about it on the way home.
I would have had to pick you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it would have been great for finding out why. If you're like, I'm not going to tell you.
So, like, it is what it is, I guess.
You're 100% in the wrong.
I know. Like, that's what I told you before. I was like, if, like, but I can't argue my way out of it in court. Like, are you supposed to park there? No. Were you parked there? Yes. Ticket. Like,
yeah.
Talk as long as you want about why you or your car was there.
Well, especially because, like, your children who are in elementary school, who, as you've previously said on a recorded device, have never been late to school. Like, you got nothing going for you with the judge. He's like, why was today so important? I didn't want them to be late. They've been late a lot, and it's really been affecting their grades.
I don't know. They probably were late.
I didn't want to break my streak.
I don't know, man. What? It felt like it sounds so stupid and whiny of me, but it felt like getting picked on for something that, like, again, why today?
I've learned
every other day that's just chaos and people doing all kinds of wild, unsafe stuff around here.
Yeah,
that it's like, come make sure people don't park in the alleyway. Like, come on.
I think the neighbors have to put up with a lot. I think that's what it is, because neighbors probably use that as their driveways, right? That's how they get in and out. That's where their garages are.
I don't want to get into too technical details here, but there's no garage. Like, you know, it's not like the parking garage is there and then they come in and out of there and it's tough. There's like a few weird little slots where a few cars are parked.
Correct.
Additionally, I don't think I've seen too many times any car back there parked in front. I think at the end there actually might be a parking garage entrance. I really can't recall as many times as I've done it. Ever cars just like parked directly in front of cars so they couldn't get out, or the parking garage so like you couldn't get out. It's always like tightly along the fence, like somebody's backyard fence.
Yeah.
So that there's as much space for people to drive through still. Like, as crazy as everything else is going on, it's almost like this little, don't tell anybody about this area if you need to use it. And if you're going to use it, do it correctly. That's kind of how it feels. But then somebody told on us.
I think that's part of the game, you know?
Yeah.
That's part of the game. Like, you can do it as much as you want. Just don't get caught. I think that's just part of the game.
And then somebody complained for something, and then we all got busted. Maybe. I don't know.
That'll be so fun to find out.
I can
out.
Only imagine. I'm going to get a ticket in the mail.
How close was he to your car when you got in and drove away?
Well, he was coming back out onto the road, like looking around, looking at his little device.
So he had already been in the alleyway where your car was.
No, he like... The timing of it's kind of weird. As soon as I like was halfway across the street with my kids, and my friend's like, hey, Evan, give me your kids. There's a cop. I turn around and saw him, like, you know, I kind of noticed him, but the way she said it to me was like, oh, he's writing people up for stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, she saw me park in the alley. Like, that all happened really quickly. But like, meaning I saw him not in the alleyway, like passing me.
Yeah.
So for my car literally being parked there for like 90 seconds, he was probably in the alleyway for like 40 of them. And then he was like on his way back out. So like, maybe he saw me like drop him off and then turn around and get back in the car. Maybe in that time he already like took a picture of the plate because he saw somebody else go down there and probably just, it's like one of those things where it's like speed trap stuff, you know, like.
Yeah.
By the way, too, you know when you get held up on the freeway for like an hour, or it's like, 40 minutes of traffic, and it's because of some huge wreck. And then as soon as you pass it and it's wide open freeway, what do?
I look to my left. I look to my right. Signal.
You gas it like everybody else does because it was so frustrating to wait through. If I was a cop, I'd just be like, 30 seconds down the road. That seems like, I can't believe I've never seen that before.
I bet that's entrapment. I would bet there's a law against that.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I was a cop, but I'm surprised I've never seen that before.
What I will close on this statement. I think what's very funny about, not what you did, what you did is very understandable. We've all dabbled, and maybe I shouldn't have done that. I remember I parked somewhere where there was only 30-minute parking and didn't realize it till like an hour later, and I got lucky. I didn't get a ticket. It should have expired for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we've all had a couple of those where you're like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I had made peace with the fact that I have a ticket slapped on the windshield.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But what I think is funny about the people that do what annoys you and annoys me, and I think annoys all parents that have to do the drop-off lines, or not, or if they don't have drop-off lines, is that what it's called? Drop-off line? Whatever
yeah.
it is. We don't have those. It's just like, pull up in front of the school, drop your kid off, and then find a, you know, if you're pulling up, find a pocket.
We have what's called a kiss and drop around the corner, which makes it extra frustrating that they do that.
What a wildly creepy name for something at a school.
Correct. I didn't name it. And
but what's funny is like when somebody's double parked there, or some people do what's even worse is they go, there's an empty spot, and they parallel park. It's an empty spot because it is someone's driveway.
Yeah.
It's just their driveway.
Yeah.
It's not a parking spot.
All the time.
And what's funny about all those people, the people that park in the driveway and the people that are parallel parked, I get it. The reason they're doing what they're doing is because they don't want their kids to be late, probably with a mixture of they don't want to be late for work themselves. Got to get these kids out as fast as I can so I can get to whatever the next thing I have to do is. But you're wrong. You are in the wrong. You've made a mistake. So when someone honks at you, don't do the, what do you want me to do? Because the answer
How much time you got?
Not that. The answer is not that.
Your priorities.
It's okay that you did it. It's kind of like what you did. It's okay that you did it. But when you get caught, you just got to go, I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't.
I know. Just, look, I know.
I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
Don't do it, guys.
Children between the ages of 4 and 6. None of us, no matter how much we plan, are getting out of the school, out of the house on time every day in a row. It is impossible.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild.
It's impossible to do that. So to that be like how it is, not like, hey, they've issued an official warning. Like, it happens a lot. Cop came here yesterday, watched it happen. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen again. Great.
Yeah, maybe that's
what. But to just be like, beep, 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 see ya. Like 50 of them or whatever is like, really?
We'll see. Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion.
Yeah. I guess my kids are standing paradox. In line for 20 minutes now. It's not worth the alternative.
That's the worst part. You're going to be spooked for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll settle into it again and just call it a yearly fee that I have to pay to park in that alleyway.
Let's move on to dumb dad moments.
Which reminds me to get fake license plates. But anyway.
I think about that
so much.
More than I need to.
Yeah.
Just like license plates. That, like, you know that glue that you use? This is a great one. Parents will all know this. That like putty that you use to put like stars on your kids' ceilings.
Yeah.
If you just had that puttied over your car, you park somewhere you shouldn't, then you just pop those babies off. I don't know. We're saying a lot on a recorded line.
That makes me feel like I've had that thought so many times. Makes me feel like, why shouldn't I do that? But also really nervous.
So nervous.
People walk into like a convenience store with a weapon and say, give me all your money. How can you have that kind of confidence in yourself?
I get warm when I'm walking around the grocery store and I didn't grab a basket and I'm putting stuff in my reusable bag, fully intending on paying for them.
The I get warm statement is the most relatable thing. I don't get it. Like, we don't need to go on a whole tangent. People are desperate. Things happen. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
But like, I think of it from such a place of like, well, you get in so much trouble.
So your son was nervous about being late today? I just wanted to
I think it's the shows he watches, man. I think it's the, I don't know it's where he gets it.
Probably just the shows.
I think it's the let's get to the dumb dad moments.
Let's get to the dumb dad moments. My dumb dad moment is brought to you by making your kids nervous.
Brought to you by
I believe I talked about this maybe on a live or something, but I'm going to talk about it now. And so my daughter...
What's it brought to you by? Don't leave us hanging. Huh? What's it brought to us by?
Nerves.
Oh, nerves, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were... I thought you were still going on the joke of the last one.
Let's cut it all out. No, no, no. It was a perfect transition until you deconstructed it.
I'm that thick.
So my daughter is taking the OLSAT. There it is.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yep.
Don't know what it stands for. Yep. We'll just, yep.
Like a robotic voice here. Insert robotic voice here that says...
OLSAT stands for.
And it's just this assessment test that they can take, from what I understand, any grade, but ideally the best time to take it is second grade, because obviously the test gets harder as they get older. Second grade is considered the sweet spot, so that's when most kids take it. So my daughter was recommended for it, which was nice.
What is they testing for? Let people know.
The gifted and talented, just kind of... Mm-hmm.
Seeing where they land on, are they performing higher than their grade and need a little bit of an extra challenge? Yes. Or, yeah, where are they? Yeah.
It's one of those things that, like, no wonder I did as poorly as I did in school. When I find out that, like, oh, yeah, in second grade, there's this test that determines everything for the rest of school. I was like, for the rest of school? I got some wild memories of second grade. I bet if I took that test, it didn't go well.
If you finished it.
If I finished it. If I wrote my name on it. So my daughter was taking a practice test for it last week.
Mm-hmm.
So we told her about it the night before, and that, like, hey, we got to go to bed soon. And she's like, we do. And I was like, yeah, yeah. It was her normal bedtime, but we were, like, really being on top of it. Not aggressive, being cool, being the cool parents.
Yeah, we're so cool awesome. Parents.
We're like, hey, dog, probably time to...
Hey, fam.
You know, let's get the tea sweeping happening.
Yeah.
What? Maybe dab some floss in between there.
Don't dab. It's on camera. Don't do it.
So we were like, oh, yeah, you have the practice test for the OLSAT tomorrow. Uh-huh. She's like, what's that? And I was like, it is honestly nothing. It's just a test. They're gonna
now
have
that I've
take.
Said it out loud.
Well, no, we kind of like, we were just like, you do have a test tomorrow. We would like you to do the best you can.
She knew
but
before.
When she was prodding for it, she was like, what is it? And we were like, it's just going to be a test to kind of see, like you just said, really was what we said. It was like, just to see where you land. Like, do you need a little help? Are you right where you need to be? Like, just all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to be taking it. So yeah, so you just got to, she got to do that. And she had the worst night of sleep she had ever had, ever. And it was that same night my son had the worst night of sleep ever.
Mm.
And that was a night.
A twofer. Double whammy, you might say.
That was a twofer. Son came into our room. I was like, I know this is going to be bad. It was just early enough that I was like, no, this is going to be a bad one. So I took him to our bed. Sorry, I took him to his bed, so I went and laid with him. He fought me physically all night.
Oh, yeah.
And he was fighting me enough that I was like, he's having trouble sleeping. And then, so anyway, my daughter, she had a bad night's sleep, woke up, had breakfast, got her off to school. She definitely told us, she's like, I'm really nervous about this test. And we were like,
oh, man.
It's one of those moments as a parent where you're like, I didn't do anything. Like,
yeah.
I just said,
I explained it to you. That's
I said,
what I did.
You got a test tomorrow. Just want you to get some sleep. What's the test? It's just a little placement test. It honestly doesn't matter. You're not going to get kicked out of second grade. You're not going to be brought out of second grade. Nothing's going to happen when this test is over. You will be exactly where you are. Your seating arrangement won't change. It's all going to be the same. And she's like, I understand. This is an important test. And if I fail it, it will affect me for the rest of my life.
And I'll get kicked out of second grade. Those were the key phrases I took from that little paragraph you said to me.
I'll get kicked out of second grade, but I will be in the same seat.
Remember, I'm six. I can't really. Good Lord.
So she had a really stressful time. And then we just felt bad all day. Like, man, that is a bummer that we just like, put that in her head. I don't know how we did it.
Yeah.
But we just really like got her in her head, got her so stressed out she had trouble sleeping. At what age? Like, what are we doing here?
I know. And like, that's what's such a bummer is that, well, I guess not a bummer. What's wild about that to me is that, kind of, I just made a joke about it, but like kids, like, they don't even think as fast as we do, right? So like, yeah. Or our wives, I should say, they don't, yeah. But they don't think like that. They can't comprehend two or three things at once. And so even if you say something as like simplistic as like this paragraph, they're going to catch key phrases, but they heard like scary phrases.
Yep.
And how much sometimes you forget, like, whereas like you want to be as honest as you can with your kids, right? You want to be honest with your children.
Yeah.
So they don't feel like they're never being told anything or you're ever keeping something from them or whatever. But it, and
I will say I enjoy that
so
aspect.
Much. Yes, of course.
I enjoy that aspect of current parenting.
Yes.
Of like the idea of like what gentle parenting kind of talks about and just parenting today in general of like apologizing to your kids when you messed up, like
yeah.
having a chat with them. I feel like that's good. That humanizes them. It also saves us down the road.
We're absolutely
just blowing it in high school. They're like, well, they prepared me for this. I'm not expecting dad to be doing well at any of this.
Listen, I'm in high school now. I know all kinds of things about growing up and being a person, but I know that tests are the worst scary thing you can possibly go through. That's what I know about
that is forever.
But what's, and we want to focus on, like, it could be something as simple as like phrasing, right? Mm-hmm. So like if you said something like, you got a test tomorrow, what's my test? Oh, it's a test that like you get to show how much you know, which is like not true. Do you know what I mean? And so that's being honest. There is a test tomorrow. They want to see what you know.
Yeah.
And you take all the pressure out of it by saying, but there's nothing like wrong with what you did. It's what's wild about it is like, you realize there's so many things about parenting where you're like, you still are trying to do the best by your children. And then you realize like, oh man, that freaked her out.
It's the same thing with like toddlers in tantrums, right? It's this idea of just like, and maybe not even toddlers, maybe a little older than that, maybe like my son's age and your daughter's age, like 4 or 5, where it's like they freak out of nowhere or seemingly out of nowhere, but you're also like, yeah, but they've only been conscious for like that to their memory, like a year or two.
Yeah.
Like they really only remember 6 months ago. Like they, like it's like, so when they flip out, you're kind of like, it's understandable. There's a ton going on. And the same is kind of true of our kids as they get older. And you're just like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm saying it's not a big deal knowing that like I'm 39 and like there was a big chunk of high school about balancing a checkbook. And I know your wife still does it, but like most of us aren't doing it. So when I tell you, like, listen, we might not even have numbers when like you're my age. It's gonna be robots for that.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like a meter.
Yeah,
like a.
She doesn't understand. All she understands is like, there's a test tomorrow that you need me to sleep for. Uh oh.
Yeah. I've never needed to sleep for anything.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
So it was a practice test, so she got to bring it home, like test, like. Pencils down, put it in your backpack.
Yeah.
Like that was it.
Yeah.
So we got to review it. She did great. And then it was like, oh, okay, you did great. Great job. And she was like, yeah. And you could tell she was like, that was a lot. And she was like, I was really scared. And it was funny because it was a dumb dad moment on my wife and I. But it was, I think my wife was trying to talk her off the ledge that morning.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter just kind of like walked away from her when we got to the school. Kind of. Not really. Like when we got right to the school, it was just kind of like, okay, all right. Yeah, mm-hmm. And like walked away.
Oh,
and then my daughter did say to my wife, she was like, we were like, were you really nervous? You must have been really nervous about the test. Like we waited until the next day or after she got out of school.
Yeah.
And she was like, the night before I was really, really nervous. I was having trouble sleeping. I was really worried about the test. And we were like, okay. And what about this morning? And she was like, you guys are freaking me out. Because we were just like overly checking in. So here's a little caveat to that.
Is it not helping that we're like continuously talking to you about it?
Yeah. How are you? How are you? How are you? Slow down. I just got to brush your hair. How are you?
Are you tense?
Here's the caveat to all this. She tested today. And she'll be testing again tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
She had trouble sleeping again last night. And this is where my wife and I go separate directions. I was pumped about that. Because I was like, well, she did pretty good last time.
If you're not nervous,
I don't want to be
Bull Durham. Means you must not care about it.
I don't be like full Bull Durham over here, but yeah. Like, let's keep it going.
Well, the nerves is good. Trust
let's
me.
Keep
trust
that straight. Let's keep that streak going. She goes into it confident. We're in a lot of trouble. Are you nervous? Oh, no. Because, yeah. Like,
we're not all the Steph Curry of math.
They might lock you out of school. Do you know school if you don't get this right? I mean, do your best. It doesn't matter. Hope. Enjoy your last day in that seat. I'm kidding. Have fun. So, I don't know.
Don't worry. We have applications into a lot of other schools. So
yeah, we know where other schools are. Just got to talk to them.
Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry about us over here. So just worry about not being a huge failure.
That's a dumb dad moment.
Oh, man. Even when trying to your best to be the best parent you can be.
It's really wild because some dork will like stitch this and be like, here's how you should talk to your children. But I feel like we did a really good job. And sometimes you just can't win them. And I think that's what it comes down to, man. Is parenting.
You know now that you didn't do anything like horribly wrong. You can maybe like make an adjustment.
But every kid is
right.
But now we can make an adjustment is my point. Every kid is different.
Yeah.
Because some like we didn't know that kind of stuff would affect our daughter. This is our first foray in her educational journey of seeing this happen.
Yeah.
And he like my son, he might just be like, oh, I forgot to take that test.
Yeah, you're like, you have to hammer it home.
Like you were in the room and he was like, I just didn't do it. Cuz if he's anything like me.
I think I was sitting in the room.
If he's anything like me and the air conditioner shuts off halfway through the test, he just might as well turn that paper in.
Yeah. Same.
The dead silence will shut his brain off.
It could literally be anything. That's how I remember taking tests. Like sitting there taking a test. Sometimes we'd even have the horsey blinders up, you know, where it's like, you cannot be looking at kids. Like,
no, we didn't do
kind of tests. Office cubicle tests. But if I heard something, it's like lean back a little bit, see who's like walking up. Okay, she's usually pretty quick. That's a judgment of time there. All right. Okay, problem two. I'm just going to skip problem two. Do the ones you know. Do the ones you know. Page two. Somebody else is done? Okay. Yeah, he's usually done pretty soon. It's like,
yeah.
My mind isn't thinking, figure this problem out. My mind is thinking about everything else, hyper aware about the situation. Not the solve the problem.
It is funny though. I make jokes about my son, but the memory on that kid is astounding.
Yeah,
he still is rifling off dinosaurs that we end up looking up, going, "Come on, I didn't know that was a one. How do I not know these still?"
You know, Kev, everybody's got peaks and valleys of their talents and shortcomings.
I am.
You know,
I'm Oklahoma over here.
I think you're at sea level.
A lot of valleys. It's mostly home on the range.
Grand Canyon on this side of the table.
Oh. Bottomless. Depends which direction you're going.
Bottomless pit. I think it leads out the sides. That's as far as I can
get.
But enough about my underwear situation. Let's talk about my dumb dad moment this week. My dumb dad moment is sponsored by Cardboard and all things recyclable or throwawayable. Or get riddable. We had open house this week at school. And in celebration of open house week, all the classes normally do like, you know, they do like a project. Mm-hmm. So that when you go into their classroom and you look around and they've been up to all year and you look at their cool new project that they've been working on or whatever. Both my kids had a project to do on the same day for back to school night. Mm-hmm. Both of my children, they were upcycling projects.
Uh-huh.
So find something that you would otherwise get rid of, turn it into something new.
Yeah.
Right? Daughters of kindergarten, pretty simple. Did a pretty good job of convincing her a yogurt container could be a pot for a flower.
Great.
Not too much to handle. Now, here's the thing, too. We are so... This is a little difficult for me, but we are way on the side of the line that it's like, if your kid gets a school project, let them do the project. I don't want homework every night. I don't want to be doing this project.
So what side of the line are you
on? If it's graded, like, I don't want to touch it.
You don't want to touch it?
No, I don't want to touch it.
Okay.
I have no problem. I'm not saying like, don't talk to me about it. I will offer guidance. I will assist when assisting needs to happen, right? But like, I'm not doing the like, now watch, see what I'm doing here. This is, you know, and then like you paint it and like, look what the thing we made, which looks way too good.
Yeah, there's a lot of
I'm not doing that.
There's some pretty wild ones.
Because then, you know, because then it's like, you got a bunch of homework now. I already got homework every night when I'm sitting there helping them with our homework.
So you have
homework. Now I don't have extra homework? No.
Wait, so you don't want to help them with the homework. You want to help them with the homework.
Goodness. So he decides he's going to take a bunch of our cardboard and make like a sort of like a pinball machine. So I know.
I'm just trying to track the flower pot yogurt.
He's in third grade.
Cardboard pinball machine.
He, not a pinball with levers though. He, it was sort of like, he was calling it a pinball machine, but really it was like, he wanted it to be like, sort of look like a pinball machine with like a head, you know, that's got the design on it.
Yeah.
And then holes in the center. And then like a big hole up where like the logo would normally be. And then he wanted to like have a rubber band, like pull the thing back and shoot a ball. He designed it off of Angry Birds. So the ping pong ball was, he made it look like the little red Angry Bird. Colored it, you know, drew it. And then he drew like the grass and the lawn and like pigs were in the hole, like represent the holes.
Yeah.
And then like the big, huge pig at the top was like 1,000 if you get it through his mouth, basically.
Okay.
So I helped him out with like cutting the shape out.
Yeah.
And then additionally, like cutting some of the holes and stuff and assisting in like gluing it together.
Great.
Pretty basically all I did. He got all the pieces together, got like the tag board, covered it, did the artwork, like penciled it in first, went over it in pen, did a really good job, made it look pretty cool for like a third grade, like,
yeah,
you know, project or whatever.
Yeah.
This thing's probably like 24 inches long, 10 inches wide, something like that. So one of the days we were, my wife is out with my daughter and like I was doing some stuff in the backyard and he said, I was like, hey, why don't you come work on your project? I got some stuff to do in the backyard so we can both work on our like projects together. Right. So like, he's like, okay, just having a really nice day outside. Actually, it was nice outside and he was working hard and was asking me questions and showing me stuff and I'd give him little pointers, but he was just out there working hard. And like,
yeah,
he had been working on it little bits at a time, but today was like Sunday. We're going to finish it. It's due Tuesday so that we're not stressing out Monday.
Yeah. With
we're not up homework. Late Monday with other, well, whatever. We're just going to get it done Sunday. So he basically gets all the way down to the point where it's like, can you help me now? Can you help me glue it together? We glue it together and we're going to let it dry. We get to up until about dinner time. And the only thing that has not been addressed yet is like how this ball is going to like shoot forward. I knew that was going to be a big thing for me to probably like really sit with him and like figure it out. Sure. Cause even I was like, I don't really know how we're going to do this out of like just whatever we have.
Yeah.
So now he's thinking like, just put two like pins in like the cardboard, put rubber band around it. I'm like, right. But that goes under the ball. Like it has to like meet the ball in the center.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff with, he's just not thinking about, which is totally fine. So basically I find this like little wedge of cardboard that we have that's like pretty stiff. It was like from the corner of a piece of furniture or something like in this cardboard pile. I'm like, well, this will probably work pretty well if I like trim out like a little slot here. And then use these two like little cardboard screws with a rubber band in between it. I bet that will shoot it pretty well.
Yeah.
So I pitch him the idea. He's like, I love it. So he kind of draws out what he thinks it should look like. I'm like, okay. So I cut out what I think is a marriage between that and this.
What will work.
This will like not fall apart. And so I get it all cut out and everything. I kind of glue it to it. And I'm like, all right, let's go in and have dinner. And then after dinner, we'll like fix the rubber band to it and then make sure it all works. And he's like, okay. So we go have dinner, and then after dinner, he's kind of like finishing up dinner. It's like because of the long day and everything. I mean, it's like we're to the point now where it's like, well, we don't really have time to work on this. And I know we said we're gonna finish it tonight, but like he's got to go to bed in like 10 minutes. So I'm like, even though he's with me, I'm just gonna kind of work on it with him, watching, because this is something he can't really do anyways at this point.
Sure.
So I glue the launcher, basically the slingshot part of it to the project, and then proceed to like go to like cut the holes for the little screws.
Yeah.
What is it called? Make do. I think you guys have to make do, which is a really rad little, like, how do we, like a cardboard, toolkit that has like a little saw that's safe to use and a perforator so you can fold cardboard against the grain.
Yeah.
And then like a ton of these like little card, like little.
You can make a fort out of cardboard without using tape or anything. You use all these screws that are provided. None of it's sharp.
It's a super fun little kit.
It's really cool.
So anyway, we got this for him. And he's like been using it the whole time kind of. And so I'm like puncturing the hole. So like put these cardboard screws through to hold the rubber band. And the first one I go through like rips the thing that I like.
Shreds it.
Like where next to where I cut it. Like now the screw's not going to stay in there. Thinking maybe I can salvage that side.
Yeah.
I go to do the other side, same thing, rips it. It's just like rips it down to the cut that I had made. And I was like, oh my. Okay.
Now you have to work on his project.
Now I have to work on his project. And the next day, because it's like, now it's bedtime. Now we got to go and read stories.
Did he see you now, do this?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, so that didn't work. So what I ended up doing was cutting like pieces of cardboard that fit where that was and just like super gluing it to it to like kind of make like a new wall. And then the next morning got out like the 24 volt drill and like a,
there it is.
You know,
there it is.
3/8 bit and like drilled a hole first, little pilot hole, then screwed the cardboard things in and it was fine. Not that big of a deal, but it was like, oh, like the last thing that we even had to do on the project, like I screwed it up.
There's a little inside baseball, especially if people don't know what make do is. Did you not make a pilot hole the first time?
I did, because on the back of the tools, there's like the little puncture
thing. Yeah, okay.
But again, the piece of cardboard we used was like really thick cardboard. Okay. So I kind of just got it to go through. Hmm. And then, you know, when you make a hole through something like that, it basically explodes out the other side.
Yeah.
And then I tried to take a screw and put it through that side.
Yeah.
Tried to put it through the exit hole.
Right.
Which made it all fit tighter. So when I tried to wrench it down and screw it, like the second turn, it just like ripped it. Because it was like, there's not enough room for that in here, man. What are you doing? So I just shredded it and then had to make the repair myself. I had to tell him, I was like, hey, I just ripped this thing. I'm sorry. He wasn't mad at all because he was like, you know, he knows like I'm trying to get it to work for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was like, oh, man.
And then you had to work on the project.
I didn't want to work on it that night because like I glued it together and I was like, I'm going to make sure that thing is like so dry.
Yeah.
So the next day, I think if I drill it, luckily it worked, you know.
Yeah.
I even did it like in the morning. Worked right in front of him, so he knew, like, we'll come back when you come back from school today, we'll play with it again, make sure it all works. If there's any last minute design stuff you'd like to do in it, that's fine. Otherwise, we were ready to go. It was a success. He took it to school. It worked. A bunch of kids loved it. Yeah. So it was a success, but it was like, come on, man. when you're basically designing something and building that you've never built before, you know, it's because make something.
Yeah.
So I'm going with what he wants to make, you know? So it's like, I've made too many rubber band cardboard slingshots in my life. So like when it ripped, I was like, why am I not surprised? But here we are.
Here we are.
Don't do your kid's project for them. And parents do it because it's graded. So they want their kid to get a good grade and blah, 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 blah. Like just setting them up for failure down the line, like down the line. Don't do it for them.
If you do your kid's projects for them at school, they're the kind of scumbag who double parks at school drop-off.
He said it. There, he said it.
They become.
It's, and the kids, the teachers know. I mean, like, how stupid do you think your teacher is? The kid's teacher. Really? They've been doing this for 25 years.
Yeah, they know.
They have no idea.
They know. That's a great place to leave
it,
guys.
When you tell your kids, did you eat the chocolate bar? With chocolate all over the face. No.
No.
Really? Interesting.
What did you eat?
Yeah. Did it attack your face?
That's the place to leave it, everybody. If you guys have a story about you're DIYing it with your kid and you weren't supposed to, but now you are, or
if you're in the middle of it right
now, you psyched your kids out too much when you're just trying to be cool parents, you guys can let us know. Email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram. We're at the Dumb Dads. That is our handle on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can watch full episodes of this. Head over to our YouTube if you guys haven't done it yet. We really could use some subscribers on there. We're putting some longer content on there. We're going to continue to do that. So check it out there. Thanks at Verdu on SoundCloud for the music. And thanks to my lovely wife, Annie, at Annie LeFerrier, for editing this podcast. Evan, do you have a joke or something to take us out?
Why is 2 plus 2 equal 5 like your left foot?
Why is 2 plus 2 equals 5 like your left foot?
I don't know. Won't give me it's not right. It's not right.
Okay. That's fine. It's adequate.
Makes sense. Don't park where it says don't park. You'll just get burned for it.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.